Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
We are back with WIT Connect 2017, a very special edition of Atlanta Business Radio. We've already caught up with several old friends, and we're making new ones. Please join me in welcoming to this segment, no stranger to the Business Radio X microphone, we've done this before, I do believe, Mr. Ben Hendrick with IBM. Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Glad to be here at WIT Connect.
Ben, what brings you here tonight?
Well, I'm here representing IBM Security. So IBM is the premier provider of cybersecurity services, and here excited to support the Women in Technology event, represent IBM.
Absolutely. And what sort of relationship do you guys have with WIT?
Well, WIT Connect is our second year being a sponsor at WIT Connect. IBM's been involved with women technology for many years. So IBM Security has taken the initiative to launch working with WIT Connect and being part of the representation here and be able to support women in technology.
Absolutely. And why is it so important to IBM to be involved with WIT?
Well, WIT gives us the opportunity to meet a lot of people, be able to work with our customers, be able to meet women that are interested in working in cybersecurity. We're always looking for good talent within IBM.
Wow.
Security is a hard area to find talent within the area. So it's an opportunity to trade business cards, be able to connect with people on LinkedIn, and exchange resumes.
Wow. That is really cool. And so how do you best go about, getting the word out there about cybersecurity and wanting more women in that field?
Well, I start with my own daughter, encouraging her to take the right classes in high school, right?
Yeah.
So she's part of the dual enrollment program. She starts at Kennesaw State.
Oh, awesome.
And teaching them to be able to take computer classes, get involved with technology, and then be able to encourage people to get out and attend events like Women in Technology and be able to meet people in the community that are involved with initiatives like security, cybersecurity, and be able to have the opportunity to make those connections.
Yeah, I mean, that's a great point that, it kind of starts at home. My own dad is actually he works in IT, so he just definitely made sure myself and my sister and my brother really knew what he was doing and got involved, at a young age just to see what it was all about. And actually, Darren is a current student at KSU, so he's pretty familiar with that too.
Yeah. Yeah, but it's an absolutely amazing campus. I've grown to love the culture there, everything. It's a young college and it's growing so fast. So it's really great to be a part of that and see, just being there for the past 4 years, seeing from where it's gone from when I was there to starting new buildings, everything. It's been quite amazing.
Yeah, I mean, they got quite the program. I graduated from KSU, their executive MBA program, in 2007. So I guess you could count me as alumni. But really, IBM's partnered with Kennesaw State University around our cybersecurity.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a new degree that's launching this fall in cybersecurity for a bachelor's degree.
Wow.
So there's a lot of opportunities. If you attend that program, there's relationships to be able to provide internships, the opportunity to work with IBM in the security space.
Yeah, and I mean, I think that's really important, like you said, starting at a young age and, starting at home with people like your daughters, your children, and just growing from there. And what do you hope, with starting with your daughter, what she kind of takes away from that and kind of helps foster that in other people in her own generation as well?
Well, I think to be able to show that it's not uncool to not be involved in technology, right? Technology would be cool. There's a lot of cool people. She's came to this event with me many times. She's not here tonight. She had to work.
Mm-hmm.
But being able to realize that there's the in crowd here. There's a lot of great movers and shakers. A lot of people are involved. Technology, there's a lot of growing areas like cybersecurity where it's negative unemployment.
Wow.
So there's more jobs than there are people that are applying for jobs. So it's important to understand in this space that if you get the right education, you get the right classes in high school, go to the right programs like a KSU cybersecurity degree, then you can pretty much write your ticket in terms of Atlanta, be able to find jobs and opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's kind of an incredible fact to know that there's, more jobs available than there are people applying for them. So how do you think it's best to go about bridging that gap and getting that information out there?
Sure. IBM's actually launched a program called New Caller Initiative.
Okay.
And it also allows people that are attending high school to go into technical vocational areas and get degrees in cybersecurity without having to go to college. So depending on what your level of opportunity you'd like to work is at, systems analyst or in the cybersecurity space, there's a lot of things IBM's doing in the community to help promote millennials and others to be able to take the initiative to get involved and become a new caller or get involved in cybersecurity programs.
Okay, wow. And how did you get involved in this area, in this space?
Well, I started, my first WIT event was in 2007.
Wow.
So Sandy Hoffman was the president of WIT back there. I don't know if you know Sandy. She's been a great friend and a great mentor. So she encouraged me to get involved, to be a part of WIT, and I've been coming every year since.
Wow. That's pretty incredible. I mean, it is just being here. This is my first time at WIT, and just being in this atmosphere, it's contagious, and you feel
you
it
can
just
feel the
awesome.
Buzz.
Yeah, you really, really can.
And how did you personally get into the whole IT industry?
I got into the IT industry because as a child, I loved to play with wires, computers, take things apart, right? That's really where you start when you work with your children or others that you're trying to mentor and coach. Those that are more, you know, gravitate to that. And then from there, my big break was when I graduated from the university, got hired with a company called Novell. It was a startup company at the time. And they brought me on board, and I started out as a frontline support engineer. And from there, it's been 30 years of working in technology.
That's amazing. And what advice would you give to people that are thinking about getting in that industry, but maybe they haven't done anything with it, they just think it's interesting, but instead of like just taking that full-fledged jump to start doing a degree or pursuing that, what steps do you think they should take to start figuring that out?
I think internships are opportunities, right? IBM does a lot of internships here. Our Cyber Security Operations Center is actually headquartered here in Atlanta. It's right over at Barfield Road. That's where my office is at. So there's a lot of opportunities to get engaged, to participate. We hold events where we have the opportunity to meet people, to do networking. So I would encourage you, I call it dip your toe in, see if you like some of the areas. There's a lot of things out there at ibm.com/careers. We can look at all the different cybersecurity jobs that are available here in the Atlanta market. And I would encourage those that are interested in pursuing a field to reach out to me. They can contact me on LinkedIn. I accept requests as an open networker. I'd be more than happy to have lunch or talk to people that are interested in pursuing an opportunity with IBM Security.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with Darren and I tonight.
Sure.
And I mean, we're having a great time here, and
yeah.
I hope to catch up with you a little later.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Glad to be here. Thanks, guys.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.